Apparently, Americans are not there yet. Where is this place? Is it a prison without walls? Will we see it coming? How can we avoid it? Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, told us economic pressures on the American will get harder before it gets better. Is that anything like President Herbert Hoover's promise, two chickens in every pot, a car in every garage? The stock market crashed, 25% unemployment, and the Great Depression and the illusion disappeared. Inflation will spike even without tariffs because of market uneasiness. Big business knows the playbook. Repackage the product, same size package, but reduce what they put inside the package. One half gallon of ice cream will never be the same as corporate greed is not discouraged. With tariffs, guess who pays? The end consumer, that's us. We will pay the tariffs plus any upcharge the middleman or the U.S. corporation may put on us. How can American families survive? Wasn't this issue a top concern for the voting public? Maybe we should actually hashtag resist to spend so some billionaires can feel our pain? The Reverend Al Sharpton twice this week called for an economic boycott, reminiscent of MLK Jr.'s bus boycott of 1955. His idea would be to economically boycott two or three corporations, and the other ones will see the pain of no black consumers. The other corporate oligarchs will come back and resist Project 2025 and Trump 2.0. If we could apply similar economic pressure, we could demand stronger gun controls, women's rights over their own bodies, and stronger voting rights. But talk is cheap. Without action, our words would fade away. Nothing is more cruel than to give the message of hope, only to do nothing and let it die. I know we can do this. I know it will work. The marketplace is fickle. Wall Street always seeks a steady, predictable environment. Anyone reading the tea leaves can tell there are more people and organizations singing our same song. Don't buy anything. Economic civil disobedience. Trump can't tell us how to spend our money. And our own tune, hashtag resist to spend. We must have a greater voice to be effective, more subscribers, more participants on the Substack to move the needle and raise their pain level so we can demand action.